This is the 21st, and I'm Nella Boodoo. Thanks for tuning in. You may remember that last summer, members of our state government agreed to overhaul the way Illinois funds its public schools. You might also remember it took them so long that the state was late on payments to public schools for the very first time. It was a historic reform that was lauded at the time as helping put Illinois schools on a much more equitable funding formula, bringing Illinois up to standards that other states have had for a long time. It turns out the story isn't over. On Monday, Governor Rauner vetoed a bill that would have paved the way for the state to implement this new school funding formula. In a letter, he told lawmakers he wants to change the standard of how private schools are recognized by the state. That recognition determines which schools can receive the $75 million scholarship tax credit we've been talking about on the 21st. If this bill gets stopped dead in its tracks, public schools might not get the amount of money guaranteed by the new formula this fiscal year. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to some schools directly about this issue. But first, State Senator Andy Menar is with us on the line. He's a Democrat who represents Illinois' 48th district, which includes Springfield and Decatur, among other things. He's based in Bunker Hill. And, of course, the author, one of the driving forces behind the school funding formula being changed to begin with. Senator Menar, welcome back to the 21st.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on the show.
So the details of this can get a little technical, so I wanted to start by just asking you about the bill that the governor vetoed. What was it supposed to do, and how was it related to the big funding overhaul that became law last year?
Well, it's not uncommon for small pieces of legislation, let alone ones that encompass 500 pages of text that took 5 years to pass, to have what we call a technical trailer bill or a cleanup bill to literally make sure punctuation is correct and make sure that the agency in state government that is in charge of interpreting and enacting the bill does it exactly as the legislature, and in this case, the governor with his signature, intended. The State Board of Education, under Governor Rauner's authority, came to the legislature back in October and said, we need a very small set of changes. I think it was about four in total. One literally dealt with the placement of a comma in a sentence. We need you, legislature, to pass this bill so that we can execute and put into motion the much-heralded reform bill so that schools can see its benefit immediately. So the legislature, in the interest of bipartisan cooperation on school funding, passed the bill almost immediately to Governor Rauner, and the governor then sat on it for 60 days up until this week. So it's not unusual. It seems a bit obscure, but it's I would boil it down to technical corrections to make sure that the law that was passed is implemented the correct way.
And so I should note the bill passed unanimously in the House, passed 42-11 in the Senate. This was a big political fight last year, Senator, just getting all of this funding formula worked out. You worked very closely, I know, with your Republican counterparts as well. I imagine, did you think this was done? What was your reaction when you heard about the governor's veto on Monday?
Well, I began to question the governor's motivation about a month ago, because there was no reason that I could come up with why the governor shouldn't have signed that technical bill immediately after it was sent. After all, he asked for it. And, despite some hesitation on the part of many in the legislature because of the lack of trust that exists between both parties in the General Assembly and the governor, we decided as a group that we should continue to go down the bipartisan path on school funding reform. And if the State Board of Education and the Rauner administration say that they need four or five very small technical cleanups in the law in order to implement the law that we are all celebrating today, then we ought to do that. So we did that immediately. And so when the governor didn't sign that bill right away, I began to quietly ask questions, not set the world on fire, but ask questions as to why the governor wasn't acting on the bill that he was asking the legislature for. So come this week, I was not all that surprised when the governor took another unconstitutional step, in my opinion, as the executive in the state, and rewrote a very technical bill into a very controversial one, which is not only, in my opinion, unconstitutional, it sets us on the wrong path. It feels today like it felt last summer, which was uncertainty, partisan division, And it literally, in my mind, has erased all of the goodwill that was built over the last several months on the toughest of issues in Illinois, on school funding reform.
So we did reach out. I should note to our audience, we did reach out to Governor Rauner's office. He was not able to come on the program today. His office pointed us to the letter that he sent to the assembly. His spokespeople for him have been quoted in other news outlets, particularly in the Tribune, saying that it's unfair to say this mandatory veto would delay schools from getting money through the new funding formula. Senator Menar, I wonder what your response is to that. Can you explain what you think about the impact of this veto?
Well, let me tell you what's unfair. What is unfair is our system of funding in Illinois that hasn't changed at all, despite the fact that the governor's taking credit for it on television every day. We have the most unfair system in the country, and there hasn't been a single penny that has been distributed under the new system. While many think the money is flowing, it is not. And the governor's veto this week will delay that process even more than it's already been delayed. So, throwing words like unfair around get us back again to the same position we were in over the summer, where there was partisan bickering about school funding. We struck a compromise, a classic compromise that I think produced a good result for the people of the state and for the school districts in the state. And it's unfortunate that a disagreement within the Rauner administration, and I should be clear about that, Nyla, that this is a disagreement within the Rauner administration about which non-public schools should get funding. So he took his position and inserted it into a bill that will delay and hold hostage funding for public schools. That's just flat out wrong in my book.
So you think the governor in this letter he sent to you all said he wants to change the standards for how non-public schools are recognized by the Illinois State Board of Education. He wants to change the eligibility mandates for how essentially the ISB recognizes private schools, which I imagine then would be whether or not they qualify for this tax credit. Do you have an objection specifically to what he says in this letter?
I have some initial objections, but I will say this, in the interest of fairness, that is a legitimate issue that deserves a debate. And both sides of that argument within the Rauner administration, mind you, should be able to make their case for perhaps an appropriate change in law. But that hasn't happened.
And did that happen, Senator Murner, did this objection come up when you all were debating the bill, when you were discussing with the governors?
It never came up. And I would also say, and I don't speak for all of the organizations that were proponents of the tax credit language in the final compromise bill, but there is not unanimous agreement within that community about the governor's proposal. There are many that have called me and said, you know what, we don't want to change the criteria because we want the highest standards for these tax credits so that when the sunset period comes up in 5 years, we can come to the legislature and credibly ask for a renewal of the program. I think that's a pretty smart way to go. So, again, this is a disagreement within the Rauner administration and his own state board of education, injecting that into a very obscure bill that would set into motion the new formula was the wrong path to take for the governor.
Last question for you, Senator Menar. What happens next? Do you think you all have the votes to override Governor Rauner's mandatory veto?
I frankly think that's going to be very difficult because the nature of this veto, the manner in which it was done, the timing behind it, and the issues that surround both the tax credit piece of the bill as well as the timing of distribution of new formula monies to the most underfunded school districts in the state, I think that is a recipe for more delay and more of an action. I think the governor's veto is so mistaken and so poorly thought out that it's going to threaten any new money going out the door this school year to school districts, which is a promise broken once again to public schools. The one thing I've heard from superintendents across the state more than anything is that what we accomplished back late summer when we struck a bipartisan agreement, isn't that nice in Springfield, a bipartisan agreement, is that we injected certainty into the system for the first time in decades with the governor's veto, he has completely erased that level of certainty, and we're back into a situation where school districts can't plan budgets, where superintendents don't know what type of financial hurdles they're going to face a month from now or 2 months from now. And that is something that we shouldn't return to. But unfortunately, with the governor's veto, that's where we're at today.
State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat representing Illinois' 48th district. Thanks, Senator Menar.
You bet. Thanks for having me.